There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Join us here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. We're talking about Bernie Sanders, who really sounds like a right-winger when it comes to immigration. He wants to crack down. I mean, he's not saying that, but he basically is saying that. In the article with Ezra Klein from Vox, where Klein thinks that Sanders, since he calls himself an internationalist, might actually be in favor of more freedom to cross imaginary lines in the sand. However, Sanders quickly cuts him off and corrects him, letting him know that he wouldn't dare eliminate the idea of the United States because he loves the nation state.
Mm-hmm. By the way, I looked up internationalism. The first Google definition is a movement which advocates a greater economic and political cooperation among nations for the theoretical benefit of all.
And so that cooperation could involve allowing people to cross borders freely.
Right, right.
That would be the commodity known as labor. Yes.
Unfortunately, we just lost Ron. I was going to bring him back on the line.
I'd be happy to have the conversation.
I do want to have the conversation anyway. And so we will get to your calls here. But just to answer Ron's question from the last hour, he said, well, he considers himself a libertarian, but he wonders if you can be a libertarian and be against the idea of open borders. And Mark, you say yes. Why do you say yes to that? Because the definition of libertarian seems pretty cut and dry to me.
Right. You take the definition of libertarianism as the oath that you swore when you joined the Libertarian Party. What was it?
I will not advocate or support the initiation of force to achieve political or social goals.
It's a great one. I love it. There's nothing. It's ideologically sound, and I'm for it. However,
because libertarianism is an ideology.
Yeah. However, there's a term called voluntarist that you describe yourself as, right?
That's correct.
You use the term libertarian and voluntarist to describe yourself. You are a greater libertarian, and to a more specifically, you are a libertarian voluntarist, because we have a term called voluntarist to describe a certain set of beliefs within libertarianism, which is how would you describe voluntarism?
I would say voluntarism is just another way of putting libertarian, because word libertarian.
You don't actually believe this.
No, that
this
is what I believe.
This is a run-to position for you.
No, it's not.
Okay.
The word libertarian has a very specific definition to me. Now, to other people, it means something else. To other people, it means, I'm for smaller government.
It means socially liberal and fiscally conservative, small government supporter.
Not
to you.
That's
but
one
term,
way people have defined it.
Let me define what a voluntarist is real quick. A voluntarist is a person who does not believe in the initiation of force for political or social purposes at all, at any point.
No, a voluntarist would be someone who believes all human interactions should be consensual. So Conan, what do you think about the word libertarian?
I always thought the true definition of libertarian is simply one who follows the non-aggression principle, which I cannot aggress against you, your person, or your private property.
Could you hire someone to aggress against me or my private property?
You could not. That is an indirect.
Could you support, even if you weren't hiring them, could you support the use of aggression against someone else's private property?
Once again, it's just an indirect personal aggression on your own part.
So it sounds like you and I agree on what the definition of libertarian is.
Right. As far as voluntarist is, I think that's just, I always thought voluntarist was a nicer sounding libertarian, because everything's getting run through the mud.
Right, you got people like Neil Bortz, Glenn Beck, these talk show hosts, Bill Maher, you got all kinds of people who will take the label libertarian for themselves. And that's good to some extent in that it shows that the word libertarian is a desirable label to some people.
And so Bernie Sanders gets his hands on it, and you're either, so he's running the right wingers, he's calling everyone right wingers now. Before you know it, give him another couple months, he'll be running the libertarians through the mud.
So it's not that I It's not that I'm all upset about this or anything. It's just that I think that the term libertarian, as it is used in American culture, is probably best described as somebody who doesn't believe in the initiation of force most of the time. People who are, say, support the government in the areas of
cops. So you support debasing the word, then?
I live in the world that exists, Ian. I don't try to remake the world and live in a fantasy world.
You're the one trying to remake the world.
No,
you're
the one who's
accepting people like Glenn Beck calling themselves a libertarian.
No, I will walk around. If you're happy, if you want to go ahead and fund it, I'll do a man on the street for you, and we'll go ahead and do a random sampling.
Oh, you've talked a lot about
people,
that.
No, I ask
go
you,
ahead.
We'll ask people what their definition of libertarian is.
They don't know what it means.
Fine, Ian. All the,
I've done
the
this before, Mark.
Stupid, then.
I've done this before. I didn't say
I'm
anyone
with you,
was
dude.
Stupid.
The world
the one
is dumb.
No, sir, I'm not saying that.
Yes, you are.
No, you're saying.
They're misdefining the term.
Because you don't know a word doesn't mean you're dumb. It just means you're uninformed.
All right.
And that's
the
different.
World's full of ignoramuses.
It depends on who you ask.
Terms with me.
If you ask a left-winger what a libertarian is, they'll say it's a Koch brother right-winger.
Mm-hmm.
If you ask a conservative Republican what a libertarian is, they'll say, oh, that's one of them libertines, right? The guys who, you know, like the heroin lady here in the here in New Hampshire are just people running around having, you know, sex all the time with everyone.
I think people would probably have at least an answer now, maybe it will be as uninformed as what Conan is saying.
Or they'll say Glenn Beck or Bill Maher.
But I have done this outreach, Mark. I've spent hours and hours at outreach booths talking with people back when I was with the Libertarian Party.
And they don't know what libertarian means. I know.
Yeah, well, they didn't know back then.
That was 10 years ago, though, right?
That was 15 years ago. So I would say that they're probably more likely to give you an answer, even though it'll be a muddled answer and it'll be a confused answer. Previously, 15 years ago, people didn't even know. They had no answer to give. And if they did give an answer, it was wrong. I suspect that more people will give an answer now and ask that question, but will still not really know what it means.
My premise is simply this. We have two terms, voluntarist and libertarian. You define them as the same thing.
Yeah,
I would ask you, what do you define a term as of somebody who is socially socially liberal and fiscally conservative who believes in a small government? What's your term for that?
Minarchist.
Yeah, they're a minarchist, or they're maybe leaning in a libertarian direction.
Do you think most people would know what a minarchist is if you use that terminology? Excellent.
No.
Let's just use a bunch of terms people don't know. That's exactly how a language works.
Well, we can define terms, Mark. We're on the radio.
We can talk about terms. It's fine with me.
We can talk about what the meanings of words are so people can learn something,
right,
rather than just going along with the muddling of the term libertarian and poisoning it for people out there. Let's go to the phones here. Let's talk to Jeremy. He's in Utah listening to KZNU. Hello, Jeremy.
Hey, how are you guys?
Welcome, sir.
Thank you. The last hour you were talking about is there a point where somebody's too rich? Does it affect my life materially if somebody has much more money than me? I would say in general, no. It doesn't matter to me how much my neighbor has or the guy that lives up on the hill above me has or whatever else. The only thing that there's a caveat in there for me, which is if they've gotten their money through basically government coercion, so the CEO of a company, and they've convinced a politician to create laws that favor them at the expense of their competition, then I would say at that point, they have too much money that is ill-gotten money.
That's a good point. I'll give you that one.
I don't begrudge anybody any money that they earn for themselves through their own diligence, hard work, whatever. But when they get their government friends in on passing laws to make it more difficult for their competition, that point they've got too much money that isn't there.
Yeah, we often say on the show there are three types of rich people. The people who inherit their money, which nobody seems to have, they don't hate them or anything like that. They just don't have much respect for those type of people. The people that earn their money in the marketplace, providing goods or services that other people are willingly exchanging money for, and people seem to want to lump those in with this third group that you've defined, those that have used relationships with politicians and bureaucrats to line their pockets, who have used coercion, as we describe it here on the show, to aggrandize themselves. And those aren't the same groups at all. One group is helping humanity. The other group is using the power of force and violence to enrich themselves.
But doesn't that second group, if they're really doing a good job at what they're doing, don't they usually become the third group by, you know, if they're good businessmen, And that's an outlet right there. That's a money making outlet. If you're gonna if it costs this much to actually create a new product, and I can spend this much to send a lobbyist to D.C., you know,
a lot of times it's the same.
We see that happen, Conan, but it's certainly not every successful businessman who gets into lobbying politicians. Some of them are just, you know, they're more interested in focusing on their business than focusing on Washington, D.C. or Tallahassee or whatever state capital and the politicians there. Jeremy, great point tonight, man. Thanks for sharing. Appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Do you take Mark's side on the debasing of the term libertarian? Are you embracing that, muddling the waters? Or should it mean something? Should it mean something specific? You could be libertarian on one issue. I can see that as being the case. It's Free Talk Live.
I'm Steve Sitkowski, a former Wall Street insider. I'm holding a book that will show you investing strategies which could help you earn the kind of money you've always dreamed about. And right now, I'm giving this book away for free. So who needs to read it? If you're in the middle of your career and worry you'll never have enough money to retire, you need to read this book. If you're already retired and your income isn't enough, you need to read this book. And if you don't want to be selling burgers at 80, you need to read this free book. It includes the strategy I use to make a 72% profit on a trade where the stock only moved 12%. You'll need at least $1 million to ever fully retire. If you're behind on that goal, you really need to read Trade Like the Pros. And you can for free by calling 1-800-944-5836. Skeptical that it will deliver results? It's a free book, so what do you have to lose? Find out how at 1-800-944-5836. 1-800-944-5836.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
us here toll-free. The meaning of libertarian. It's once again come up as a show topic. It's been a little while since we've hit this one. 855-450-free if you want to join us here. Maybe you take Mark's side, which is to debase the word and make it some sort of generic statement about being for smaller government. Or maybe you take Conan and my position here in that it actually means adhering to the non-aggression principle, not advocating for the initiation of force or aggression to achieve political or social goals in life. Trying to come up with more creative ways to achieve goals rather than using the violence of the state. So the original question that had spurred this conversation was about the issue of immigration. I want to come back to that in a moment. But first, if you're online, whether it's your smartphone, your laptop, your desktop computer, you need to protect yourself. You've got to take the responsibility for this. Your internet service provider is probably one of the groups that's violating your privacy. They're likely tracking all the websites that you visit, the search terms that you're entering. They're probably keeping logs of all that information for several years in some cases. So, whoa, who are they going to sell that information to? Turn it over to? You don't know. That's up to them. But what you can do to stop it is get ProXPN. ProXPN.com/FTL. Grab their software for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, Linux. Get connected, and then there's no prying and spying on your connection from that point forward because ProXPN encrypts your data connection. And you can get it at a sweet discount, 50% off of the regular monthly price when you buy the annual account with code FTL50. That's FTL like Free Talk Live, and 50 as in 50% off breaks the price down to around $5 per month. And that is good for the lifetime of your account. So when you're ready to renew, you get the same awesome deal. The premium account gets you unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world. You can privately torrent and get past regionally blocked websites. ProXPN also doesn't keep records of your online habits. And you get it all with a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. So there's really nothing to lose here except your privacy. So why wait? Go and get protected over at proxpn.com/FTL. And don't forget promo code FTL50. Get a great discount on privacy that is priceless. That, again, is proxpn.com/FTL. So the question was on the issue of immigration, because we were actually talking about Bernie Sanders, who is apparently a closed borders guy. There's a little bit more to say about Bernie here in a moment. But it spurred a call from, I think it was Ron in North Carolina, who was asking, well, you know, I feel like I'm a libertarian, but not on, you know, on this issue. I feel like we're not in agreement because we're pretty clearly open borders guys here on this radio program.
I am, yeah.
We believe in freedom to cross these arbitrary boundaries.
I've got caveats on that. I'm not of the opinion that people should be able to cross borders, whatever they want, and then go and get taken care of by some kind of welfare system or whatever.
Okay, so you're against welfare.
Against, you know, whatever government force might go to funding people's lives. I believe that people should be able to go where they want and earn a living if that's what they want to do. That's what I believe.
Yeah. So what you're saying is you're in favor of open borders as long as there's no government welfare program around?
Well, I think what we need to do is that we need to acknowledge that the state creates problems, yeah, and we need to stop advocating for uses of force in all areas. I advocate for to stop using force in all areas, and I think that there will be some bumps on the road because we have used force up to this point.
I have not. Well, you mean the government?
I'm talking about we, human beings. The vast majority of human beings advocate.
Not everybody uses force.
The vast majority of human beings advocate for the use of force against their neighbors.
Because
they do not understand the ideas of voluntarism.
Correct. They do not understand. They think that welfare is good, of course, but they don't. They just can't open their eyes to the idea that what's really happening is someone is holding a gun to someone's head, taking money out of their pocket in order to help people who need to be helped. So, I mean, it's a good thing.
Well, usually the gun doesn't come out, Conan. Usually the gun's sort of behind the scenes, and it's
threatening letters. Gun if necessary.
Yes, they will come to the gun if they need it, but usually
it's
a threatening letter.
First it's the letter, and then it's your house, and then it's your, you know.
Usually the threatening letter is sufficient, though, because people know ultimately that there's a jail cell or a gun that will come to them eventually if they don't.
I think a prime example of this that is the old people in, I think it was Indiana, Okra players? It's a card
game. Euchre.
Yeah,
it's just a funny word.
Just last week and, of course they were gambling because there was prizes involved. And of course the gaming commission came down and says, hey, you guys can't do that. You need to stop what you're doing immediately.
And they did.
And they stopped immediately. And then, of course, a couple of days later, the governor and the gaming commission both came out and says, hey, you know what? we would have never done anything. We would have never...
Really?
Yeah. After,
I didn't see the follow-up
after,
on that.
After this old person's home stopped what they were doing, and a number of others as well. So, I mean, they made their point. They got them to stop, and now they're going to try to get it fixed through legislation, which might be 10 years from now. And, of course...
They'll all be dead.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, fraternities, and I think it was fraternities, and maybe V8 veterans were able to... gamble all of their money away at these events because it's legal, whereas everyone else has to jump through the fire hoops, and they have to get a license to gamble in these homes.
Sick.
So, yeah, I mean, this is a prime example. They were never going to do anything, but that letter came.
They did something. They went and they threatened those
folks.
Yeah,
the letter came, and also an application to get their gambling license came in the mail.
So, I mean, I'm happy to talk about sort of how I moved from the position of believing that we needed border security to the position where we don't.
Yeah, that was something I did as well. I mean, when I actually signed up for the Free State Project, or not the Free State Project, the Libertarian Party, I signed that statement saying I didn't support or advocate the initiation of force to achieve political or social goals. And I knew that I didn't really understand at that time how that really applied on everything, but I knew I needed to understand because I signed that statement, that it meant something to me that I signed that. And that's when I came to learn more about immigration, because that was actually my issue when that I didn't really necessarily get about, you know, freedom. How does this work here, right? So there's a learning curve on this particular issue, or at least there was for me. And until you can come to the agreement that force should not be used on peaceful people trying to cross a border, you're not a libertarian on that issue. Maybe you're libertarian on ending the war on drugs. Maybe you're libertarian on taxes. Maybe you're a libertarian on a bunch of other things.
Yeah, I mean, there's a saying. Everyone is libertarian on something.
Yeah, I'll give you that, absolutely.
And I'm willing to agree with you that if you don't hold the open borders position, you're not libertarian on that issue. However, I'm
of the
opinion. No, we're not. Because I am of the opinion you can't exclude somebody from the term simply because they are not 100%.
So,
and also, wait a second, I'm not done. Uh-huh. Wait a second. And the simple fact that you learned a definition somewhere and you've decided that that's the definition does not make that the definition.
Oh, yeah, it does.
You're claiming, no, you're not. No,
yeah, the people who founded the Libertarian Party were involved.
Let me read from the Libertarian Party's quote right here, mister.
Okay, sure.
It says, "Libertarians support the maximum liberty in both personal and economic matters. They advocate a much smaller government, one that is limited to protecting individuals from coercion and violence. Libertarians tend to embrace individual responsibility, oppose government bureaucracy and taxes, promote private charity, and tolerate diverse lifestyles, support the free market, and defend civil liberties."
What's that from? Where are you reading that from?
Yeah, I'll just go ahead and give you Wikipedia's quotes here.
I thought you said it was the Libertarian Party.
It is from their
Libertarian
Party 2010 platform.
They've watered it down. It's been taken over
and
by...
And taken again from Libertarian... from Watts...
Yeah.
Duncan,
it's been taken over, Mark. The Libertarian Party's been infiltrated by a bunch of conservatives.
I'm not claiming that that's not true, but that doesn't get you don't get
and
to decide that's the definition of liberty.
I didn't decide
the term
it. It was
libertarian
the people who founded
came before the term the Libertarian Party, so they don't
that's
get to
right.
decide.
And the people who founded the Libertarian Party were some of the original libertarians who absolutely did decide what the word libertarian meant. They're the founders of that party, and ever since then, it's been debased by people like you who get in there and they're like, "Well, it used to be a big tent. We need to allow conservatives and liberals in here too." It's Free Talk Live. There's more coming up.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while, but once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Back now with more Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number is 855-453. Talking about the definition of a libertarian. Conan and I are on the side of the strict definition of the word. Conan, you're pointing at me.
Well, no, I'm changing my mind.
Really? You've been persuaded by the man in the silly hat?
I'm persuaded by the idea that these terms, these ideologies, the original meaning do evolve over time. Like, for example, once upon a time, we could all have considered ourselves liberals.
Classical liberals, sure.
Well, just liberals, and then, yeah, of course, classical liberals, and that has gone right out the window.
That's
now
true.
You got the progressives who consider themselves the liberals of the world, and that's a bunch of crap, because what does that mean? So, yeah, libertarianism, I'm sorry.
So you're accepting this now, the idea that...
Oh, my God, Conan, are you taking facts on and changing your opinion? You'll never, never be able to take over Ian's seat if you do that.
I like the non-aggression principle being associated with voluntarism. I think that's the best term. I think that it, right now it's the safest term, and people, it sounds good. It hasn't been run through the mud yet.
I get you.
Libertarians are basically minarchists. They believe in small government. They're basically classical liberals. They believe courts, maybe schools, and that's pretty much it. Military, and that's it.
Well, cops, courts, roads,
a police state. So you can be a libertarian and support a police state?
No, you would
in your mind?
You would support a smaller use of police, but you just not believe that...
And be skeptical of big government.
But the last guy said he that was on the phone said that he thinks he's a libertarian and he's not for open borders.
Excellent.
That,
let's
that
talk about
require
borders.
A police state. No, you can talk about that in a moment. I'd rather go to the phones and talk to John in Minnesota, listening to WNMT. Hey, John.
Yeah, I was just wondering, what do you do when you're a libertarian, but your neighbor is not?
What do you mean by that?
Well, it depends on what the situation is. I mean, you probably should just ignore them if it's just that situation.
Okay, what brings it up is back in the day when I was at school in a psychology class, they did a study, and they put a camera in a waiting room, and they had a plate. And they had two cookies on it. They had a big cookie and they had a little cookie. And then they had a sign that said, take one. And mm-hmm. everyone who came took the big cookie.
Okay. And that means what?
What happened with the room with the camera on it? So they took the smaller cookie, right?
I think we're dealing here with human nature, that everyone wants to take the bigger cookie. So even if you're a libertarian, it doesn't mean that your neighbors are going to go along with you.
Well, because humans are just inherently greedy. It's just something that's just you can't get rid of.
Right.
Yeah, but most people aren't willing to use violence against their neighbor directly. They're not willing to threaten you with violence. They are more likely to be friendly with their neighbors than anything else.
Right.
So,
what this experiment doesn't take into consideration is that the people that are most likely to take the big cookie, the ones that are willing to use not just subterfuge or assume that it's okay or whatever.
They were told to take a cookie.
Right, they were told to take a cookie. But the people who want that cookie the most are most likely to get into government and use the force of violence to get it, right? Like, the government is the place where the most successful gang members and thieves would go.
You're really mixing our metaphors here, and it's not making much sense. John, look, people are going to take the big cookie because they were told they could take a cookie, right? So if you like cookies, which one are you going to take, the big one or the small one? I don't think this is even directly related to how neighbors get along with one another.
Well, the question is how many people took the small cookie or didn't take
none
the cookie
of them.
At all?
He said none of them. They all took the bigger cookie.
Well, I'm sure that at least one person
somebody's on a diet, right?
Someone had diabetes and like I can't eat sugar. Or,
that's probably true.
Or their friend was with them and like you had the big cookie, I'll have the small one.
This has nothing to do with how neighbors interact with one another. Most people interact with one another on a peaceful basis. They're more likely to be friendly with each other because that's the best way for humans to get along.
And there are consequences. If you are a crap hole to your neighbor, it's going to come back. It's going to steamroll down.
Absolutely.
So if you, kick your neighbor's cat, well, that's the end of it. Or if I was to tell my neighbor that I didn't like his American flag that he has, his little memorial back in the back of his house, well, that's going to be a problem. He's not going to probably ever want to listen to me again.
Yeah, it'll lead to more escalation of conflict if you're not friendly with folks. And generally, using the government to get your way is not being friendly with people. And it's certainly true that people are willing to use the government to get their way over others, but that's just simply because they don't realize what's going on. Lots of people are in favor of the state, they're in favor of the government and the status quo, because they don't know of a better way. They don't feel like they themselves support violence.
Well, it's the tool, government, which is a tool to control other human beings, doesn't have that amoral feel to it. If people really sat down and thought about the fact of the gun to your neighbor's head, they would realize, hey, this whole idea is immoral. This is not something I would ever do in person.
Right.
I would never walk across the street and point a gun at my neighbor and say, hey, look, I'm sorry, I couldn't make rent this month. I'm going to need $50, $100 from
exactly.
you. And it's for a good cause, because if you don't give me the $100, my kids are going to starve.
99% of people would never do something like that.
No, they would not.
99.9% of people.
The sociopaths out there might do it.
Right.
I don't think we're being entirely clear here. So there's nothing wrong with government, because humans need their behavior governed. So, for instance, if somebody comes onto your property and does something violent, they're going to need to be governed by you or some agency mm-hmm. you hire to do that. If you want to call that agency a government, that's fine. However, what really is the issue is the funding model that the state takes. The state claims a monopoly and then claims you need to pay them for that monopoly.
So coercive government is the proper...
Yeah.
John, you wouldn't go and threaten your neighbors, would you?
No, absolutely not. But there's some people who are not, let's say, wholly adequate.
What does that mean? They're not wholly adequate.
Well, what I mean is that some people have a different set of values than others.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. What does that have to do with anything?
Well, some people are not going to ever follow the non-aggression principle.
That's fine. That's why they have guns.
That's why they have guns.
That's why you can defend yourself.
Well, Bernie Sanders doesn't want us to have guns. It lets us hunt. So how do we ever defend ourselves unless we spend money to pay
for
costs?
I'm not worried about Bernie Sanders. I mean, the New Hampshire isn't going to get rid of its guns.
But that's where the caller is going. It's like, how do you deal with the crazies out there who are never going to follow the law?
Well, you shoot them if you have to. I mean, if they're threatening you and your family, then you know, if it comes down to it.
I think we live in times where that really... People can't stomach that kind of, even though we watch it, even though we are inundated with it in our media, people really can't shoot another human being. It doesn't make any sense to them. Why would you ever do that, Ian?
Well, they will if their lives are threatened.
If your kids are being threatened or your wife is being raped or something like that, then all of a sudden I bet you'd find it within yourself to do something. If not use a gun, use some sort of
I think most people would rather
tactic.
Hire another person to do that for them, and that's where it all...
Here's
that's
a little
where the
news
cops,
for you.
That's where the cops and the military all boil down. Is the whole idea that people can't do this themselves.
Here's a news for you. The cops are not a protection organization. They are an organization that comes and cleans up a mess after a crime. They then charge people that happen to be around, or they attempt to find the people if they're not around, but they are not there to protect you. They are there to clean up the mess.
Hey, John, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Let's talk to H. Rudin in Florida. H., you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, the reason I called is regarding the definition of libertarian. David Nolan, who was the founder of the Libertarian Party, had a definition which included five things. And he said that if someone believed these five things, they were a libertarian. And one was that a person owns their self, that you own your body, you can decide what goes into your own body. Another one was you must believe in self-defense, which includes the right to own a firearm. Another one is you must believe that there should be no criminal possession laws, that there should be no law against simply owning something. Also, he said that you must believe that there should be no taxes on productivity, so no income tax. And then you also must believe in a sound money system, that money must be backed by something of value.
That seems like a more political definition than anything else, but they're all pretty good. If you want to stand by H. Rudin, you can comment further. Our toll-free number is 855-453. More on Bernie Sanders, who's definitely not a libertarian, coming up.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to purse.freetalklive.com and open an account. Do this right now, don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to purse.freetalklive.com right now and get signed up and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 25% off of everything on Amazon through purse.freetalklive.com. It's purse.freetalklive.com.
Now, a twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up the 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Back now to more Free Talk Live. We've got time for you if you want to join us here. Plenty of time, actually. 855-453 is the toll-free number. Immigration, defining libertarian. These are some of the things we've discussed here tonight. Oh, yeah, and Mike Tyson is getting into the Bitcoin ATM business. That's the first story we brought up. With you tonight, it's Ian.
It's Conan.
And King Mark the First.
Hey, I want to tell you how to get 25% off pretty much anything you buy on Amazon. You have to have Bitcoin, okay? But Amazon doesn't take Bitcoin, and they certainly aren't going to just give you 25% off for using Bitcoin. So here's the secret. You go to purse.freetalklive.com. Get signed up. Even if you don't even have Bitcoin yet, if you want to do this, just go and get started at purse.freetalklive.com. There's an easy video that you can watch there that explains how this works. Slight learning curve. You have to learn how to go to Amazon and use your wish list if you've never done this before. Okay, so you then add your item that you want to your Amazon wish list. Then you go to purse.freetalklive.com. They will ingest your wish list into their system, and then you get to select what discount you want. You want to get 20% off? No problem. You can get 25% off? You could do that. I got 29% off the headphones I'm wearing right now.
Let me ask you this. Some people have asked questions about Amazon Prime membership. Some of them are Prime members. And yeah. How does Purse work with your Prime membership?
It does nothing for you as far as your membership is concerned. It only has to do with the person buying the product for you. So what happens is you put your order onto a marketplace on Purse, and then somebody who wants to buy Bitcoin, the Bitcoin you're going to get rid of, the person who's buying the Bitcoin says, oh, I'd like to get this amount of Bitcoin, and I'm willing to pay this price above, you know, let's say you pick 20% as your discount on Amazon. Well, that person's paying 20% on top of the price of Bitcoin to buy your Bitcoin. Okay, so that person...
But they pay for the shipping 20% off with the shipping too, right? And the Amazon Prime member doesn't pay for the shipping.
That's correct. Yeah. So the Amazon Prime member would be able to ship you something faster than somebody who is not an Amazon Prime member, but you don't get to pick who your buyer is.
Okay.
So if you're in a rush to get something, then you should be using Purse Instant and just get your 5% off and be done with it. But if you aren't in a rush and you're willing to be patient, then you can save 20, 25, maybe even more percentage off whichever Amazon product you want. So my point is, you don't get to say this can only ship with Prime. Unless they've, I know they just redesigned the site. I got an email from them today, and I actually haven't logged in yet to see the new redesign. So just, maybe they'll add something like that in the future, Mark.
So here's my question. Let's say you're buying a $15 item, and it has a $5 and it has $5 shipping. If you're an Amazon Prime member, you could buy that $15 item and not pay the $5 shipping.
Yeah, that's right.
If you go on to, you put it on Purse, it puts it on at $20 because it's $15.
I don't think it would.
No?
I don't think. That's a good question, Mark. I'm not really sure about how that works. I would say that it would likely be the buyer who would have to cover the shipping cost on that.
So I was not clear. Yeah, I just wasn't clear.
That's speculation on my part. I've not really taken a close look at that.
You are a Prime member, and you are selling these things, so it seemed like it would be pretty easy for question for you to answer.
Well, no. Whether you're a Prime member or not doesn't matter when it comes to Purse. It's the buyer is what they are is what matters. I'll have to look into it, Mark. I don't know. That's a good question, and that would probably be a better question for the folks from Purse, and maybe we can get an actual official answer on that rather than asking me to speculate. So, toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. Let's go to H. Rudin. He was giving us his definition, as according to the founder of the Libertarian Party, as to what a libertarian is. You were going over 5 points, H. Rudin. They were all sort of political, like that you needed to support self-defense in order to be a libertarian. I happen to disagree.
I like number one, own yourself. I mean,
That's a good one.
Great.
That's a pretty solid libertarian point. But I think you could be a pacifist and also be a libertarian.
These are not my definitions per se. I'm just telling you what David Nolan, how he
Right, the founder of the Libertarian Party. I mean, somebody who was involved.
He, for example, one of them was no tax on productivity, but he didn't mention the other taxes. So by that definition, a person who is a Georgist could probably be a libertarian under his definition.
A Georgist is somebody who believes basically in the ideas of liberty, except that land can't be owned.
Right.
Well, wouldn't somebody, if David, whatever his name was saying,
Nolan,
if he was saying that you could support other kind of taxes as being a libertarian, that doesn't seem right.
Well, how do you define productivity? Because, I mean, kind of, if I spent 30 years paying for a piece of property, that kind of is my product. So, I mean, does that count,
What about tariffs?
Am I really bending the property rights rule?
Yeah, this is not a comprehensive list, and again, this is not my list. I mean, personally, I'm against all taxation, but I'm just saying that's how Nolan defined it.
Interesting, and he wrote that back in the 1970s, early 70s?
Well, I don't know when he wrote it. He did write it at some point in his lifetime, but I don't know when that was.
Okay.
He said that those were five things that a person must support in order to be considered a libertarian, in his opinion.
By him. Yeah, I mean, but, right. It doesn't require that when you join the Libertarian Party that you agree to all of those bullet points. It just boils it down to a principle. Because the Libertarian Party, which isn't the whole Libertarian movement, that's just the political wing of the Libertarian movement. But the party used to call itself, and I think still does, the Party of Principle. And that's because libertarianism can be boiled down to, as Conan put it earlier, the non-aggression principle. The idea that it's inappropriate and unacceptable to use aggression, to use the initiation of force against somebody who has not harmed another person. And that's the principle that's at the core of libertarianism. And you could, from that principle, derive some of the things that you're talking about, but not necessarily all of them. I mean, although the three of us in the studio agree with the idea of self-defense, I think you can absolutely be a pacifist and be a libertarian, because by definition, a pacifist is someone who will not defend themselves or others. But that doesn't mean
self-defense in this case. He was just saying that one basically believes in the right of other people to defend themselves.
That's not what I heard H. Rudin say.
Well, I think that's what Nolan was saying was you have to believe. I mean, I would say that the way I interpret it was that I suppose one could be a pacifist as long as they didn't want to infringe upon others' rights to self-defense.
Well, yeah, I can't imagine a pacifist would force their belief of pacifism on other people.
I am sure that there are pacifists out there like that, vegans and feminists, and they consider themselves pacifists who would do just that. They would
force pacifism on people?
Oh,
essentially,
yeah.
Take people's right away to defend themselves, not force
pacifism. But they would be using violence against those
people.
Well,
they don't realize
what the hell are you talking about? People don't for a second stop to think about their beliefs. They're just like, guns are bad, I hate them, they make me cry.
Well, then you're not a pacifist.
Okay. Exactly. I understand.
We know that, but they don't.
Hey, thanks, H. Rudin. I appreciate the call tonight. Lucas is in North Carolina listening to Talk Radio 850. Hello, Lucas.
Hi. Well, I just wanted to throw a couple of things out there real quick. Teddy Roosevelt, the first progressive, he was a Republican. Of course, Republicans were the liberal party back then, and Democrats were the conservative party, the party that started our country. If you want to talk about...
Washington didn't have a party.
Things, and you can say whatever you want. You can say whatever you want.
I don't think the Democrats started the country.
This isn't the main thing I'm calling about. I'm saying the people who started our country, when the Republican Party got started, it was in reaction to another group of people. Republicans were reacting to people who referred to themselves as believers in democracy, like Thomas Jefferson. So I don't want to get into a deep thing about this. I'm just pointing out something amusing. Progressivism was started by Teddy Roosevelt, who is a Republican. Pacifism, for example, Gandhi. Gandhi did use nonviolent resistance to push his viewpoint on the British. That's what they did. They didn't do it violently. They did it without violence. Now, earlier you all mentioned non-aggression, and this is the main reason I'm calling. The idea that, well, of course nobody's going to think it's okay to go to your neighbor and put a gun to his head. But almost every bit of writing in the literature about libertarianism that's analyzed in depth addresses the question of aggression from a much broader viewpoint. So, for example, if my neighbor burns leaves in his yard and some of those leaves blow into my yard and start a fire, that's aggression
pollution.
Against me.
Or if
my neighbor walks over to my house and, I don't know, take some of the vegetables from my garden. Or if we have a pond that's adjacent to both of our houses and my neighbor dumps his auto oil in there, but my kids like swimming in there. That's aggression.
That's, all of those are examples of aggression. You're correct.
Right. And by that token, by the same token, for example, if my neighbor builds a factory on his property and that emits smoke or other pollutants that then move through my property, that's a form of aggression. And how do you stop anything?
I'd agree with you.
I think it's, I think to some extent what you're talking about there is an issue of quantity. So, for instance, your neighbor emits a pollution called carbon dioxide. It is.
I'm talking about real pollution.
What is real pollution? When does real pollution start? Because I can tell you that if your neighbor has a carbon dioxide producing machine that throws out tons and tons of carbon dioxide, somebody's going to call that pollution.
We'll come back with it. I'd like to discuss this further with Lucas if he wants to hang on. Our number is 855-453. You can also reach us on Skype. Skype username lrn.fm. There's more Free Talk Live coming up.
If worst comes to worst, will you be prepared? You don't have to be a survivalist to prepare for the unexpected. Storing necessary supplies like food, water, and emergency equipment is simply taking responsibility for ourselves and our families when it counts the most. StrategicShelters.com offers emergency supplies and a secure way to store them, and provides protection for loved ones in the event of an extreme natural or man-made disaster. To find out more, visit StrategicShelters.com.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Sackettes.
Reminding you that
anytime
is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, freshening of Gold Bond Powder Spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond Powder Spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.